love that. It's the new single from Lady Blackbird called Woman, and very appropriately, we just throw a show together. We've got on the line now Martin Fitzsimon, who is Chester FC's women's team manager. Afternoon, Martin.
Afternoon, Steve. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Good, good. So you were back in a league action last Sunday against the Bury AFC women, and unfortunately you lost 2-3 in that game.
We did, yeah, we did. I think it was one of those days where things just weren't going our way. They're obviously a team that's at the top end of the table. We could have done with winning that game, really, just to keep our sort of title fight alive and put them sort of back in the mix. But unfortunately, we didn't really do ourselves justice in the first half, particularly off the back of the two positive performances against Tranmere and Stockport in the weeks prior. And we conceded two goals that really came from our own doing. Apart from those two opportunities they had and they scored, they didn't really threaten our goal. But having said that, going 2-0 down at half time, like we have all season, we've shown a lot of resilience and a lot of grit and determination to drag ourselves back into the game. And then their winning goal was one of the ones that kind of goes, has it gone over the line? Has it not? And unfortunately, we've not got goal line technology at our level, The referees are always guessing, and he guessed on the wrong side for us.
So you were down 2-0, actually. You came back to make it 2-2. Goals from Ellie Bradley and Imogen Paul. So it's good that there are other people besides Molly who's scoring the goals for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always good. I mean, Molly's great, but like we said all along, it's a team game, and the performances have been right the way through the team. Molly was the one taking the plaudits a couple of weeks ago, but she's still playing just as well and still having the impact in the games that we want from her, obviously without getting on the score sheet. So we're really happy with Molly, but yeah, it's great that other people get the opportunity to shine as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you've gone down to fifth in the table now, and like you said, prior to that, you won all your three last games in a row. And tomorrow at the Halsby Sports Centre, 2:00, a big test for you against Runcorn Linnets, who've won all their last four league games in a row, having won 13 of their 15 league games so far this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always a tight game when we play Runcorn. It's two teams that are very similar, to be honest. They both try and play football the right way. It's a very sort of tense game. Both teams, both managers trying to get the better of each other tactically. So it's always a good game when we play Runcorn. And there's never really a way of knowing which way it's going to go. They're always tight affairs until a 10-minute period in the game where one team will pull away. I think we were on a similar run to the one Runcorn have gone on now at the beginning of the season, and then we came unstuck against Runcorn, so we'll be hoping that we can do that to them this game and return the favour.
Let's hope so. Yeah, definitely tough game for you tomorrow. So any injury concerns at the moment, Martin?
So we've got Rachel Lloyd. She's out for another week now with concussion. She picked that up against Stockport, so she's on target to return sort of next weekend, obviously touch wood, all being well, and she has no symptoms in between now and then. Other than that, we've just got a few niggles really. So Katie, our captain's got a hamstring niggle that we've been trying to patch her up to get her through games, and there's a couple of other players as well that have picked up a few knocks, obviously when you're on a run like we've been with, obviously Tranmere in the league above, Stockport in the league above that, and then we've got two teams at the top end of our league. They're very intense games, and the physicality can start to take its toll. It's something that we're not used to, so it's been a challenge. There's a couple of knocks, a couple of muscle strains and things like that, so hopefully nothing serious. Hopefully we'll be able to get through the game and get the 3 points.
Yeah, well, wish you all the best with that tomorrow, and Ali will speak to yourself next week, or perhaps one of the players from the team to come on and hopefully talking about a win next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you, Martin. There we are, Martin Fitzsimons, they're the boss of Chester FC women's team.
Manchester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Get all your LFC essentials right now in store on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.